Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
Doing good.
So today we are talking about the Warped Lirio Rojo. The cigar is a Corona, a 5.5-inch by 44 ring gauge, comes out of the Tabsa factory in Nicaragua. None of the blend is disclosed on this, so wrapper, binder, filter is all unknown. Blended by Kyle Gellis, and the price point is $10. The cigar was released in July of 2015. So with that out of the way, June, what was your pre-light experience like with the cigar?
I thought the pre-light was good. Well, first of all, thank you to Mr. Baldhead Nick for hooking us up with this review. So within the actual cigar, very unassuming kind of a look. Fine sandpaper, grit like a medium brown wrapper, veins well pressed, seems tight, almost invisible. Bunch and roll felt pretty good. No soft spots, uniform give throughout the whole thing. Head finish off with a well-applied triple cap. In terms of the nosing experience and the cold draw, smelling the wrapper, I got a mixture of flowers and fresh cedar. Smelling the foot, white pepper, roasted mixed nuts. Cold draw, I got some hay and dry wood out of it. So all in all, a good pre-light experience.
Yeah, wrapper was kind of a near medium brown, had some well-pressed veins that were visible. Seams were also slightly visible, but they were smooth. Head appeared to be finished off with a quadruple cap, and the cigar carries no band on it. So with no band, you're really kind of focusing on the wrapper, and it looked very nice to me. So the aroma from the wrapper was mild leather, and the foot brought a little bit of hay and a slight and the pre-light draw brought like a pretty sweet hay note as well. So getting into flavor, what was your experience like?
Starting from the first third, pretty cohesive mix of flavors, I thought. Notes of toast, hay, cream coffee, and a bit of a subtle black pepper coming through. That black pepper actually becomes more prominent, kind of at the inch and a mark, inch and a half mark. But still, it mixed well with the other flavors that I just talked about. Retroling the cigar gave me a deeper black pepper and a rich roasted nuttiness. Finish medium in length and was comprised of hay, dry wood, and a faint black pepper spice coming through. Strengthened body within the whole first third at the medium mark. Move on to the second third. The flavor is made up of mixed nuts, cream bread. Instead of that toast, it was more like a creamy kind of a cream bread going on. Decreased black pepper and hay. Decrease in spice from the mouth draws is picked up on the retro, though, in addition to that same rich roasted nuttiness. Finish is still medium in length, namely driven by hay and dry wood. Strength of body at a consistent medium. Until the last third, the most notable difference between that second and last third is I thought that the pepper started kind of increasing. And the strength also kicked up with that pepper being more near towards like medium full. Profile still comprised of hay and mixed nuts with the addition of the dry wood. Cream coffee comes and goes intermittent fashion, which is always a bummer. I really enjoy a good like a coffee note in general with cigars. Finish becomes more lengthy with a combo of black pepper and dry wood, and the body finishes at that same medium mark.
Yeah, initial draws brought a really nice mix of wood and baking spices. Quarter inch in, a nuttiness kind of joined that wood and the spice. Retrohale was primarily baking spice, which kind of gave a bit of a zing. 3/4 of an inch in, that nuttiness left and the wood and the baking spice were really intertwining well. Retrohale gained a little cream, kind of smoothed out the baking spice. And then 1 1/4 inch in, some cream joined the profile, which lessened the spice and mixed really well with the wood. And the strength in the third was just slightly above the medium mark. Getting in the second third, creaminess kind of faded away and a little bit of black pepper joined in with the wood. And then at 1/2 inch in, a fair amount of cream returned to the profile, which mellowed out the pepper and created a nice mix with the wood. 3/4 of an inch in, cream and pepper drop out, slightly drying wood remains. And then 1 1/4 inch, a slight bit of cream returned to the wood and kind of got rid of that dryness. And strength was just right at the medium mark. And getting in the final third, wood and the slight cream kind of continue while a faint mintiness was present in the background. And then at a half inch in, cigar warmed up slightly, which enhanced that wood note a bit, and you got a little bit of light cream, you know, remaining along with a bit of mintiness in the background. An inch in, cream increases slightly, which created a more well-rounded profile. And that's kind of how the cigar finished out. And then strength in that final third was right at the medium mark as well. So getting into performance, burn and draw, what was your experience like?
I thought the burn was really good. Even burns, solid ash marks. But it averaged on the shorter end of ash marks, kind of like half inch marks. Cool burning. Most importantly, you know, I never had to like touch it up or relight it to any extent. The draw, it was on the tighter side. I mean, I tried to snip it right out to that very bottom of the cap, but it was still, you know, kind of tight. Not a big deal, but nonetheless, you know, one that's worthy of writing it down.
Yeah, burn was a bit wavy the first half of the cigar, and then in the second half, I battled the burn where the cigar went out multiple times and just required relights. I think the burn issues did have an effect on the flavor, and when the cigar was burning, though, the ash was holding on in one-inch increments. In regards to the draw, it was fairly snug the entire way. I tried a draw tool. It didn't help at all, so I just kind of dealt with it. I don't think the draw necessarily affected the flavors, but I'm sure the burn had its own effect on it. So overall, what were your thoughts on the cigar?
It was good. You know, this is a typical example of what Warped offers, which is a cigar that's focused on flavors over strength. I thought that although it was a good cigar, it didn't really wow me, especially knowing that, you know, how much I love that mouse, you know, Maestro del Tiempo 6102R, long name. And how much I love that La Comina Black Honey. I mean, I know we didn't review the Black Honey, but I love that cigar. You know, those cigars were like wow in the sense of it really gave that extra pop and it really gave that fullness of flavors. You know, so good that you just might want to like chain smoke the whole freaking box. But this one, good, but I mean, I think this is more of a limited edition run too, right? If I remember right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's worth chasing down. But if you come across it, pick it up, smoke it, and you know, when you pick it up, you'll know, you know, this that it tastes like a Warped offering at least, so you know what to expect.
Yeah, this cigar was very good to the first half of the cigar, and then the burn issues kind of took over and really took a toll on the flavor. And I was hoping that you were gonna, you know, definitely have a better experience with the burn, which it seems that you did. It just seems like the flavor wasn't really in your wheelhouse. So I'm wondering if we had swapped cigars, if I would have gotten, you know, that very good flavor all the way through without the burn issues. So that's just something that, you know, I wish it, you know, it would have been a little different. You know, this cigar would have scored really well for me if it would have kind of kept up what it did in the first half through the second half. Like you said, with this being a limited release, I probably wouldn't try to track more down. Just, you know, I don't want to have the same experience, you know, if I put in a bunch of work to try to find them. But I think if you come across one, I think it's definitely worthwhile to try it out because it could be really good if you don't have any construction issues. But just hope for better kind of construction there in regards to that. So getting the scores, I go to 5.73. You gave it a 6.80. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
Pretty well. I thought the flavor profile was consistently good. And overall, good notes for construction as well. So yeah, that's what I expect. But you know, if I were to purely talk about flavors, I think you definitely liked that at least for the first third than I did overall.
Yeah, I mean, I scored a very good in the first third and then averaged the rest of the way. Just I think due to that those burn issues because I rated the burn subpar. It was just really bad at that second half mark. You know, when it got past halfway mark because it just kept going out. I had to keep relighting it, and that never does well for a cigar. So. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that this would have scored really high for me if I just didn't have those burn issues. It was, you know, unfortunate that happened. Any other final thoughts from you?
No. I mean, it's if you like TAFSA stuff, if you like Aganorsa tobacco, you'll definitely like this one. So, Don't worry. Don't go out and start chasing it. I mean, the stuff like Black Honey is the actual real stuff that you should be chasing down.
Yep. Exactly. And I think that's coming back out again. So we might have another opportunity at it. So If you're just catching this on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Google, and Twitter+. You can also catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.